In this bulletin, a man charged over the death of an Australian who was camping in New Zealand. The first members are elected for the People's Assembly as part of Victoria's Indigenous Treaty negotiations. And in the AFL, Melbourne fans witness a poor performance from the Demons at the MCG. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A 23-year-old man has been charged with the murder of an Australian man killed in his camper van in New Zealand. The accused man will face court today over the death of 33-year-old Sean McKinnon, who was allegedly killed at Raglan. The Australian was camping with his 32-year-old Canadian fiancée, but she managed to escape the van. Police say the attack was a random tragic event. A family from regional Victoria facing deportation has been allowed to remain in Australia after the Immigration Minister intervened in their case. The family of four from Warrnambool was set to leave the country because of a government health requirement blocking migrants from staying in Australia if the taxpayer cost is too high. High school student Vani Sri Rajsegren says she was shocked when she learned the news she would be allowed to stay and complete her exams.
I can focus on what needs focusing on, like my VCE, which is much more important at the moment to decide how I pan out my future and whatnot. So it's amazing that this load is off my chest and I can just do what I want to, like any 18-year-old.
Two people have been named as the first members of the Elected Voice for Indigenous People as part of Victoria's treaty negotiations. Marcus Stewart and Damien Bell will join the First Peoples Assembly, with 9 spots left to fill on the representative group. The Assembly will develop a framework for future treaty negotiations. The UN Security Council has met about the rising tension in the Muslim-majority disputed region of Kashmir. India has agreed to lift restrictions on people's movements and communication links in Kashmir over the next few days. India's UN ambassador has urged the states of Jammu and Kashmir to behave normally after the region's special status was revoked. Pakistan's UN ambassador Maliha Lodi says the highest diplomatic forum in the world has heard the region's voices.
As far as my country is concerned, we stand ready for a peaceful settlement of the dispute of Jammu and Kashmir. I think today this meeting nullifies India's claim that Jammu and Kashmir is an internal matter for India. Today, the whole world is discussing the occupied state and the situation there.
Hong Kong is facing its first recession in 10 years as anti-government protests dominate the city, affecting tourism and retail. The economy reduced by 0.4% in April and June compared to the previous quarter, while the government cut its full-year growth forecast. The demonstrations have disrupted business activities and airport operations in Hong Kong. Meantime, the Cathay Pacific chief executive Rupert Hogg has resigned from the airline after some employees took part in recent protests. The Greenland government says President Donald Trump's offer to buy the Danish territory indicates how many possibilities the island has to offer. The government has confirmed Greenland is not for sale after Mr. Trump reportedly discussed purchasing the island in a media interview. In a statement, Greenland says it is an expression of greater interest in investing in its country, but it has described the news as unofficial. In the AFL, Melbourne coach Simon Goodwin says the club is in a poor position after last night's loss to the Sydney Swans 95-42. The Demons coach has labelled the team's performance as unacceptable and told fans they deserve better, vowing to lift the players' energy. Goodwin says the entire club will do some soul-searching after the thrashing, which was Melbourne's worst defeat for the year.
You know, we need to take responsibility as coaches, as players, as a whole club, about how we build our program and do it better. But what I am going to say is that we've got the people here in terms of our players, and we're going to stay together and we're going to work hard.
And now we'll look at today's forecast. Perth, a shower or two, 15. Adelaide, possible shower, 20. Melbourne, sunny, 16. Hobart, mostly sunny, 15. Canberra, early frost, mostly sunny, 17. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 18. Sydney, sunny, 20. Newcastle, much the same, 21. Brisbane, similar conditions, 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 31. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.